your camps here with really, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks of them with these kids. It's it can be a long time.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna less stressful than what you normally deal with.
It's a busy time of year, but it's a great time of year. Anytime, you know, we can obviously work with young people. You know, I know our players get excited about the opportunity, the coaching staff that we hire for camp. I know our guys get excited about it, and the enthusiasm that these guys bring, and just to watch the competition, just to see their reactions, you know, it keeps you young, you know. So we're excited about having these guys in here for the next couple of weeks.
You have your coaching staff, you have some players, but you also get a lot of guys from around the state and in the Southeast that come in and work with you, don't you?
We do, yeah. We've got guys actually from as far away as Boston that have come in this week and are working camp. And, you know, we'll spend this week. Most of the guys will return next week and work with us. We've got some guys that are playing small college basketball that just are either from this area or wanted to come down and work camp. And some guys that are aspiring coaches just wanted to get some experience working camp and get a chance to meet our staff and just spend some time down here in Tuscaloosa. So we got a great group and a lot of good young kids in camp that are looking forward to competing this week and maybe trying to win a championship. And, you know, like I tell them all the time, you know, basketball is a great game where it allows you to find something that you enjoy, something you have in common with someone else. And you never know, one of these young kids may meet someone that'll be a friend for life, you know. And at the end of the day, we want to teach them skills and teach them more about the game, but you know, the game of life in terms of what they can learn around basketball is really what this is all about.
You talk about young guys that may aspire to be coaches. Is that where you kind of got the hunger for this? Did you work camps at Dayton?
I was involved in camps in terms of being a camper. You know, when I was a high school coach, we would have camps and we would work camps but it was never really, something that as a player that I said, hey, you know, I hope one day I'll be coaching. I just kind of, you know, fell into it, to be honest with you. High school coach in my hometown of Miami, Florida, when I finished playing my playing days at Dayton, called me up one day and said, hey, what do you think about coaching? That was the first time I really thought about it. And when he asked me, and I'm glad he did. You know, it's worked out really well.
Miami guy. So was last night tough for you with the NBA Finals, or you like me as an old guy, you're pulling for the Spurs?
Well, you kind of saw it coming, you know, just with the way the last few games went. The Spurs have been outstanding all year, you know, and you look at what Miami's accomplished, 4 straight Finals appearances. You can't take anything away from the Heat in terms of, you know, what they've been about and the way they've really transformed that franchise. But San Antonio has been terrific all year, and really last year, you look at the way the game Game 6, I think it was, ended. You know, San Antonio was on the verge of winning it last year. So it's no surprise when you look at their roster and what they've been able to do all season long. They were the better team this year.
You know, my son is a huge Miami Heat fan, and so he's sick when they're losing. But he said, Dad, the Spurs really deserved it. He said, they're fun to watch. They play team ball. I mean, that is a team that while the NBA game, for whatever reason, has its critics, you can, I don't care what level, you can show them what the Spurs do, and you go, that's basketball, that's the way we want to get it done.
You can get a 9-year-old that understands team basketball, Dad, you're doing something right. So you're right. I think, you know, you can look at, anybody can look at the way they play, and you can appreciate, you know, what they the way they play for each other, their willingness to sacrifice. I was listening to one of the post-game interviews last night, and Tony Parker was talking about how when he was younger, he won his first MVP, how Tim Duncan was willing to sacrifice maybe some of the personal acclaim that he could have gotten and allow Tony Parker to shine, you know, and help them win a championship. Tony was talking about how it came full circle with the way the Heat were defending him and putting LeBron James on him and the attention that he got every time he drove it, that he was in a position to allow Kawhi Leonard to be a guy that was able to step up and take advantage of the opportunity. And, you know, to see him at 22 years old on a team full of great veterans and what they call the Big Three, be able to step up on that stage and become the Finals MVP. Hopefully not lost on people that because of the unselfishness of a Tim Duncan and a Tony Parker and a Manu Ginobili, that he was able to step up and have his moment, so to speak. So, you know, that's, at the end of the day, as a coach, you really appreciate, you know, those type of sacrifices and guys willing to sacrifice individual glory for the betterment of the team.
Of course, Anthony Grant joining me here on Tide 99.1, broadcasting actually from his camps here at Coleman Coliseum. And I was talking to you, unfortunately, off air about a couple of guys that set out last year, and Michael Kessens and also Ricky Tarrant. And it's going to take everybody I know. But Coach, those are two guys that pieces that you were looking to add to the puzzle here.
Yeah, we've got, you know, seven new guys coming in to mix with the guys that'll be returning from last year. So, you know, for us, it's about increasing the talent level, improving upon our team chemistry and you know, becoming the best team that we can become. And certainly we're excited about, you know, both Ricky and Mike had a chance to be a part of our team last year because they got a chance to go through every practice and every meeting and enjoy the ups and downs of a season. So they'll be somewhat more experienced than the other newcomers will be. But from that standpoint, I think, you know, for us to become the best team that we'll want to become, we need all of our guys, you know, performing at a maximum level. And, you know, right now here in the summer, it's still early, but we've got them all here for summer school. They're all have an opportunity to advance from an academic standpoint in terms of progression toward their degrees, and we'll work from a physical standpoint with our strength coach, and we get 2 hours a week that we can work with them. So, you know, obviously it's June, so it's early. So we're going to obviously approach it as we need to here in the summer to get our guys prepared for what's coming.
Had a trip, the overseas trip last year, and I think you can take those, what, once every 4 years, something like that, and these guys, the newcomers, as you said, but a lot of them have been around. They know each other, and you get some more time in the summer with them, whether you're making a trip or not, more so than in years past, right? Or
this,
just
yeah,
the
last
this, couple
this
of years.
This is the second year that we're actually allowed to spend time with them. You know, it used to be that in the summer, you know, they could work out on their own, and they could work with the strength coach, but the coaching staff could have no access to them in terms of stuff on the court. So now we get 2 hours a week, which doesn't sound like a whole lot, but it's a lot better than what we've had in the past. So, you know, sometimes or some coaches will take advantage of that 2 hours and use it to either work on the court individually with guys, or you could use it for film sessions or study, or you could use it to work with your team. So, you know, I think the summertime, we want to make sure that, you know, it's a long season for our guys. You know, basketball is, I think, one of the few sports that really run both semesters. You know, you start when school starts, and in August you begin your preseason conditioning, and then you start practice in October, you start playing in November, and the season ends sometime, hopefully, you know, late March if you're fortunate enough to be involved in one of the postseason tournaments. So that's a lot, you know, in terms of on top of what they have to do as students in terms of class and tutors and test preparation and progress toward graduation. So we want to make sure we're not, you know, putting our guys in a position where it's overkill.
You turn the page on last season. As you prepare for this one, was there one thing you say, wherever we go, whatever it is we do, it needs to start with this? Was there a this one particular thing that you pointed to as kind of the rebuilding block, so to speak?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, here in June, we've still got some time that I don't think we're a finished product in terms of having answers in terms of where we need to get to. I'm always going to try to take full advantage of all the time we have in terms of preparations for next year. And so there's certainly some things you look at and say, you know, we need to finish better. We need to rebound better. You know, we need to defend better. You know, there's a lot of different things, especially when you look at the amount of close games we had last year that could have gone either way. Unfortunately for us, they didn't go in our favor. You know, so I think there's a lot of things. Why did we have the struggles that we had winning away from Coleman Coliseum last year? You know, trying to from either a mental or a physical standpoint, advance and get better. You know, and I think, you know, sometimes people always look at, you know, when you don't get the results you want, sometimes you can look at that and feel like, you know, everything has to be changed, but But sometimes, you know, when you fail, you're making progress. You know, so I look at it as an opportunity for us to grow, for individuals on our team that played last year to understand. Sometimes you got to have those setbacks, and use it to help you understand where you need to get to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. I don't think anybody that's ever been a champion has had it come easy to them. You've always had to go through adversity, and that's just a part of it. And we had our share, you know. So I think you know, for the guys that'll be returning, I think it'll certainly make them stronger. And for the new guys coming in, wanting to do whatever they can to help our team become what we believe we're capable of becoming.
I'm going off memory, which is always dangerous for me, but it seems it's usually about a month from now when the SEC schedule comes out, and somewhere around that time you'll make the full deal. But just as a reminder, you've got some that are return games. I know we're going to Kansas City for the CBE Classic with Arizona State, Iowa State, and
Maryland.
Absolutely, being the other one there. It's another very challenging schedule, as you had a year ago.
Well, and, you know, I think that's the thing that you have to do with the non-conference. You know, that's the portion of our schedule that we get to choose who we play. You know, and obviously from last year's schedule, I think we had one of the top five non-conference schedules in the country. When you look at the teams that we played, and a lot of those games will be return games. So we'll go to Wichita State. We'll go to Xavier. We'll have UCLA here in our building. South Florida here in our building, as you mentioned, this the Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City. So I think it'll be a really challenging schedule for our guys. And, you know, I think, you know, obviously with the conference schedule, we're on the third year of a three-year conference rotation in terms of the games that we'll get home and away. So we pretty much know who we'll play, how many times we'll play them. We just don't know the dates and how the schedule will fall. So we'll get that information here probably within the next month. And I think it'll again be a very challenging schedule for us, but one that hopefully will make us better as a team as we progress through the season.
One of your camp coaches was encouraging my son.
Just one of them?
One of that on his team was encouraging my son after he made a basket, and Parker points to him and runs the other end of the floor, and the coach was enjoying that. And I said, Coach, don't encourage him. He said, I love confidence. I said, that's one thing he has no issue with. So send him back humble, please. He's got too much of his mom in him.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you've got game like Parker has game, it's hard to be humble. Like they always say, if you can back it up, it ain't bragging, right?
Or if you can outrun the guy you're trash talking to. And that's my hope for him. Thank you for the time. I appreciate it so much. Great to see you.